I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand, Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell, all here and on the phone. Alderman Anthony Beal, 9th Ward, Chicago. How are you this afternoon?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Great. So you saw the news like we did about the red cameras. In fact, you know it better than we do. It's something that you have focused on for a long time, but big study
Absolutely.
Out from the University of Illinois. And what do you have to say about that?
Well, it just goes to, prove the point that I've been saying for a long time and a few of my other colleagues, that the red light cameras and the speed cameras are unjustly targeting, poor communities. And the people that can least afford it the most are being targeted and being hit upside the head with these fines and fees over and over again. And so now we have another study that really proves the fact that it's targeting, really poor communities the most. And that's unfortunate in the times that, poor communities are being plagued by, COVID more so than anybody else, with the health desert that we know. And then you have the food desert on top of that. So I don't know how much more, poor communities can take.
Okay, Alderman, is it targeting communities or is it artificial intelligence? Is it the placement of the camera? Because if it is AI, it can't specifically target certain people or the color of their skin. So how does this factor in?
Well, when you look at where they're placed, where these cameras are placed, they're placed in certain communities, and that's where the numbers get, that's where the targeting comes in at. When you put them in certain communities where you know there's a bike path in my ward that's owned by the park district that crosses the street, a bike path. Why is there a speed camera on a bike path? There's no school, there's no park next to it, but because the bike path is under the jurisdiction of the park district, they put a camera there by saying it's park property. So those are the kind of shenanigans that go on where these cameras are being placed to target the people in poor communities.
But Alderman, did the study not say that the cameras were proportionally placed around the city? I mean, I thought that was part of it as well.
Well, again, they can be proportionally placed throughout the entire city, but where they're placed is the problem. Like I just stated, you can put them in a particular community where you know there's not going to be a lot of activity, and that's proportionate throughout the entire city. However, if it's placed in a particular area where you know you're going to get the bang for the buck is where the problem lies.
So, but what you're saying then is that they're putting them in benign places in white wards and putting them in gotcha places in black and brown wards?
Well, that's what the study is showing.
Well, I think the study showed that they were fairly placed. I don't know.
Well, fairly placed throughout the city is different than strategically placed. So that's where I think we need to draw the difference. They're strategically placed in certain areas.
We're talking to Alderman Anthony Beal, 9th Ward, Chicago. I got one of those tickets. I was picking someone up at Midway Airport on October 31st, on Halloween. It said I went through a park. And I don't know that there is a park right there at Midway, but maybe one is designated. Like you say, it's odd.
It's funny you say that. I got one too, Lisa, turning a right on a red. Alderman, help us out.
No, but here's the issue, is it said that I got it on October 30th. And I didn't. I picked up the person on October 31st, and those discrepancies make us all crazy, Alderman. And it does come down to the fact that instead of hassling trying to fight it because it seems impossible, you just pay it. And it's unfortunate because we don't have a place to go and say, hey, come on, this is not right. And you just feel like you're going to be on hold forever or, a ton of emails. So what do you propose the city do about this?
Well, the city needs to revisit the entire program. And that's what, we've been fighting this for a very long time. I've said it, the speed needs to be changed back to 10 or 11 miles an hour over the speed limit. Because when this administration changed it to 6 miles over the speed limit, the numbers of tickets almost tripled, not doubled, but almost tripled. And so you're hitting the people even more so, and you're inconveniencing the people more so than ever before. And so we know this is just a revenue generator, and we need to say it for what it is. It's nothing about public safety, because when you look at the data also shows that the accidents around these cameras they're nowhere near justification for putting these cameras where they're being placed. They say this for public safety because of accidents, but that is the furthest thing from the truth. And so we need to just come clean and say it is what it is. And, I think people will be more receptive to saying, it's about revenue. The city needs the revenue, other than saying it's about public safety and lying to the people over and over again.
Alderman, there was another study out this week that the administration sort of touted, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was from, but it said that serious accidents and fatalities were down 15% from 2015 to 2017, and they attributed that to red light cameras. Are you disagreeing with that?
Well, based on the data that another study has showed, fatalities around these cameras were extremely low. And so they're saying it's because of public safety, and they were putting these cameras where they're saying there were a lot of fatalities, but that is not the case. So they're fudging the numbers, they're playing games with the numbers in order to just maximize, you know, placing these cameras to maximize the revenue that the city has been sucking the blood out of the community.
Alderman Anthony Beal, 9th Ward, Chicago, on Chicago's Afternoon News this afternoon. Joe, you were calling in to chime in on this conversation. What's your opinion?
Well, is the alderman talking about red light cameras or speeding cameras?
Both.
Because the issue is, I've gotten tickets for speeding 6 miles an hour over the speed limit, and I've gotten a ticket for going through a yellow light. But do you not think that these people are actually running red lights and speeding to get these tickets?
No, that's not what I'm saying. One of the studies that came out is that even the yellow light, Chicago has one of the shortest yellows in the country, and all the yellow lights are not consistent throughout the city of Chicago. Some of the yellow lights are shorter, and some of them are longer, giving certain communities an opportunity to get through the intersection once it goes from green to yellow. And so when you have a short yellow, and then it goes very short from yellow to red, you're going to get banged with that ticket. But in other areas, the yellow may be a little longer to give you more time to get through the intersection. So the whole system is flawed, and it's not consistent throughout the entire network. And so that's all we're asking for. We're asking for consistency. We're asking for, to make sure they're placed in areas where they are going to prove that it's about public safety and not revenue. And right now, we're still in a pandemic. People can't afford to keep taking off work 3 and 4 times going to fight these tickets. And like you said,
you can't fight them.
You can't fight them. They, no. And they just pay them.
Yeah.
And so by reducing them to $35 versus $100, now you're inconveniencing the person 3, 4 times, because you're still getting more revenue, so you're inconveniencing the people even more so. And so the system is flawed.
And Tony, what's your take on this?
Well, first off, the short yellow light, that's been going on for a long time. I used to have a small business in Chicago, and I made deliveries everywhere. And the first time I started doing that, when you seen that yellow, you go, oh, wow, geez, that was quick. And then you start paying attention to it. Then you come back home here, in the suburbs, and you realize, oh, wow, that's a lot shorter than this one is. And the other one I'd like to say is, we got a ticket, right? My wife and I got a ticket over here in Hickory Hills and right on 111th Street. And the problem was they gave us a ticket for not stopping for the red light. Well, what happened was when I looked at the camera, I said, well, we stopped. They said, oh, no, you got to stop before the white line.
Yeah, it's always an issue. And like you said, Alderman, most people just pay it. So we'll keep watching to see how this unfolds. And we know that you'll be fighting what seems to be an uphill battle.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for bringing attention to this issue.
Alderman Anthony Beal, 9th Ward, Chicago, on Chicago's Afternoon News.